Dito na yun, kung ano yung actual property ka dito sa ating markers. So, as you can see, at unang tagalawang filter dito sa ating report. So, pwede siya per company or per area. Because every company, dalawa na kung yung mga barriers in the specific company. Then, it every area naman to area. So, we will input mo yung borrower's information. For example, yung borrower na to be scenario. Tapos, and then, it's kind of like payment mo. So, ano yung usual na payment mo yung borrower's na? So, cash ba, bank or check? So, for example, cash na. And it's not done for liquidity. We have passive capacity. No update. So, I just know kung kaya pasok yung mga angel dito sa ating existing na system yung ating savings. Pero for free na yung data, may hindi na ipa-customize yung savings. Kaya every month may customers na need ng savings. So pwede natin i-add kasi may mga tayo existing na doon sa ating savings. So as a member, kasi may ibang companies na meron sila mga borrowers na member ng savings, may iba din na hindi member. So for example, doon sa now, permanent address. So, yung current address, ito yung susunan natin. Saan talaga siya today? Kasi meron kasi, for example, si Mambo, nasa Gold of Lens sa niya current address, but the permanent address is for Harry. You can also add the number and then company. So, for example, hindi po siya natin ipatrack sa company. So, ang gala, sir, sabi din makontak mo po sila yung tatawa. So, say, after, okay, i-text na dito na natin borrow sa Pinoy po sa sabi ng investment officer area at yung ang sila na okay, so next we have the consort. So dito sa rumahan mo sa some information lang din. Consort scheme for example sa mga retail bank. You can also add the address, some password, and then the card. Sa Africa, we have the our language course. So dito sa ating internet site guys, so access na natin.